From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Hate is making a comeback here in Idaho, this time with some political support. That's the word from Heath Drusen. He is the host and creator of the Extremely American podcast. He covers far-right movements, and he's been looking at a series of recent events that have some people worried that Idaho's history of hate may be repeating itself. Just last week, Heath wrote about what he's been seeing and hearing on our website, VoicesStatePublicRadio.org. And he joins us today to talk about his story. Welcome back, Heath.
Hey, Gemma. Good to be here.
So you've been watching several events happening here in Idaho this year. Just to refresh people's memories, someone put swastikas on the Boise Anne Frank Memorial. Someone stole gay pride flags from a Boise neighborhood. Then in June, 31 members of the Patriot Front group were arrested in Coeur d'Alene. Can you remind us, Heath, of what happened in that particular event?
Yeah, the Patriot Front event, I think, caught a lot of people's attention because it was pretty dramatic. Basically, there was just a bystander who saw a bunch of guys who seemed to be in some kind of riot gear piling into a U-Haul truck. That person called police. Police intercepted them. And there were more than 30 members of this white supremacist group that were piled into this moving truck. And police say that they were on their way to a gay pride event to start a riot. This obviously, I think, shocked a lot of people. It's kind of Patriot Front's sort of, it's kind of how they operate. They often pile into U-Haul trucks and go to tense events and do these kinds of shows of force where they march around in uniforms and carry banners and things like that. Now, these guys haven't gone to trial yet. We just kind of know what police have said, but police say they had a smoke grenade and some riot gear like shin guards and stuff like that, and that they were hoping to basically cause a big ruckus at the gay pride event. So that was sort of the shocking thing. But as I get into my article, there were definitely a lot of signs before that some of these kinds of groups and ideologies were filtering back into Idaho.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the event that happened on July 14th in Twin Falls.
Yes. Okay. So that is, some people are referring to it as a second kind of Pizzagate too. For the folks, who were targeted by it, definitely not very funny. What happened was Tom Luna, who was the GOP chairman, he was leading the GOP party until this convention that was happening, at the time. He was having an event basically to get people in there and try to get their vote to remain GOP chairman. Well, somebody put flyers at a local homeless shelter, basically inviting them to the event, but misnaming it Pizza for the Hungry. So this was a political event, and somebody pretended that it was an event to basically feed needy people. Well, needy families did show up. They were pranked. Tom Luna and his staff, they did not turn them away. They fed them. They kind of figured out what had happened. And, I think a lot of people were really angry that families in need would be used like this. And it came out that from the leader of the shelter, he pointed the finger at a guy named David Riley. Mm-hmm. David Riley was a delegate at the GOP convention. He's basically did sort of an O.J. Simpson, if I did it kind of thing, all but admitting that it was him without coming out and saying it out loud. But he's also defended what happened there, this prank, basically saying, isn't it great that these needy families were fed? But of course, they were the butt of a joke. Right. Well, so it turns out David Riley is a longtime sort of professional bigot. And I don't say that lightly. I have plenty of old Twitter comments to back that up. He said a lot of really awful anti-Semitic things. He said racist things. He has bemoaned women having the right to vote. So he's sort of an equal opportunity bigot in his past sayings. And he was a key figure at the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally in 2017, which brought together neo-Nazis and other white supremacist groups from around the country and actually ended in the murder of a left-wing protester. So sorry to listeners, that's a lot to digest there. But essentially, there's this this guy who came from Pennsylvania, David Riley, and moved to Idaho and has continued to spew this hateful language.
So Heath, let's talk a little bit more about David Riley, because as you mentioned, there were rumblings of white supremacy, you know, coming back to Idaho after 20 years of you know, the state of Idaho taking on the Aryan Nations, bankrupting them. I mean, some can say that this never fully left Idaho, but it's, you know, it's rearing its head again. And Riley moved to North Idaho after Charlottesville and has gotten involved politically, correct?
That's correct. He did move after Charlottesville, and after he basically got pushed out of his own father's radio station, because he was sort of outed as this bigot who was out at Charlottesville being sympathetic to neo-Nazis. Yes, he moved to North Idaho. I'll get to it more later, but he's not the only one who moved. And what was really different than the sort of the Aryan Nations era, where everybody across the political spectrum was against them, was that David Riley got some really prominent GOP support. He ran for school board in Post Falls, and he got donations from Brent Regan, who's the chair of the Kootenai County GOP, and Bjorn Handeen, who's a regional chairman of the GOP. He also got support voice from other GOP figures in the panhandle. And I think that really shocked a lot of people, because this guy doesn't use dog whistles or coded language. He just says out and out anti-Semitic and racist things. Now, he lost his election, but frankly, given his rhetoric, which I'm not sure all the voters really knew, it was pretty close. He got something like 47% of the vote. So, when the Aryan Nations were here, before people kind of got together and chased them out through this big lawsuit, they were rejected pretty much across the political spectrum. Political figures in Idaho, did not embrace them. I think what's a little shocking to people is that David Riley, again, he got support and then was a voting delegate at this year's GOP convention. And there's plenty of Republicans I've talked to who are disgusted by that.
So talk a little bit more about that, Heath, because there are Republicans who are, as you said, very disgusted by that. Yet there are Republican politicians who have openly supported David Riley.
That's right. It's part of the larger battle going on within the Idaho GOP, where you have this really far right faction that's been making gains, especially within the GOP infrastructure. Dorothy Moon is this sort of militia-friendly far-right legislator, ex-legislator, but she left her post to try to run for Secretary of State, or did run for Secretary of State but lost. But then she became the head of the Republican Party. So I mentioned Tom Luna had that pizza thing. Well, he lost, and he lost badly, and he lost to a far-right candidate. Now, a lot of people on the far right have embraced people like David Riley, but there's this more moderate wing that really rejects them. But not all of them have been really vocal about it. It's been kind of a mixed bag. And I think there's some fear kind of in the middle of the Idaho Republican Party. And when we say moderate, of course, in Idaho, these are still very conservative politicians like Brad Little. Now, Brad Little, he condemned the Patriot Front event when that white supremacist group got arrested en masse in North Idaho. But, you know, it was kind of notable he didn't say the word white supremacy, though this group is out and out racist. And I think there's some hesitation in the Idaho GOP to go very far with their condemnation, because all of this stuff has kind of been politicized, and you have people on the far right who say the left cries white supremacy too much. And I think, Well, and I think there's a fear among some more moderate Republicans that they're going to get outflanked on the right.
Right, because Riley is not the only person that you write about in this article. I mean, there are other polarizing figures where some GOP representatives are backing these people. For example, Martin Sellner, you write in the article that there was part of the Kootenai County GOP who passed a resolution in support of his attempt to basically be able to come to the United States because he's not from the U.S., but his wife is.
Yeah, that's correct. So Martin Sellner, not a household name in the U.S., but very well known in Europe as this prominent, we'll say former neo-Nazi. He was a neo-Nazi. He got convicted of putting swastikas on synagogues. Now he says he's not a neo-Nazi, but he's a anti-immigrant, still, you know, racist activist. So whatever you want to call him, this kind of prominent bigot from Austria, he was engaged to marry a woman in North Idaho, Brittany Pettibone, who herself has a sort of history of Pizzagate conspiracy. And the U.S. wouldn't let him in the country because of his neo-Nazi past. And the Kootenai County GOP passed a resolution asking the U.S. to let this former neo-Nazi into the country. The U.S. said no. And Martin Sellner got married in Austria. Interestingly enough, David Riley, the guy we've been talking about, he flew all the way over to Austria to attend this former neo-Nazi's wedding. So there's connections all over the place here. But it was shocking to a lot of people, including more moderate Republicans, that this whole committee would pass a resolution in support of a guy who's made no bones about his racist anti-immigrant ideology.
Mm-hmm. And Heath, you know, I think what's interesting as well is there's this whole idea of, you know, Idaho is too great for hate, right? It's this rhetoric basically that people say when something like this happens. With that said, I mean, you talked with the Western State Center about what's happening here in Idaho, this resurgence of these white supremacist movements. First off, what is the Western State Center? And then what are they concerned with in seeing these, patterns reemerging 20 years later?
Yeah, Western State Center, they're a left-leaning watchdog group that monitors extremism, especially in the Pacific Northwest. In talking to them, it was pretty interesting to see all of these sort of hate figures that have been filtering into Idaho and especially North Idaho. And some of them have been doing it really quietly. There's mm-hmm. a guy named Vincent James Fox who's got this sort of white supremacist media empire. He claims to have ties to Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan. Janice McGeehan wouldn't respond to requests for interviews about that. So, you know, it's hard to say how close those ties are. But he likes to post a picture of him posing with her and David Riley. You've even got this Swedish white supremacist couple who they run Red Ice Media, which is a pretty popular international site for a white supremacist sort of Eurocentric take on the world. They moved all the way to Post Falls. They thought that would be sort of a friendly landing place for them. And the list goes on. It's a little scary to think that these figures would look at Idaho as a friendly place. And I think that's really what has people a little nervous. They don't want to go back to the dark days of an Aryan Nations type compound in Idaho. They want to reject that. But right now the waters are muddied by some of this political support, to be honest.
And Heath, before we let you go, as someone who reports on far right movements, how concerned are you in your reporting about Idaho and the effect that these far right movements may be having on the Gem State?
So I'm certainly concerned about people like David Riley and Martin Sellner thinking that Idaho is a friendly place for them. These guys have openly bigoted views, and I think that should be rejected. I think what's been kind of interesting is some of the, I have gotten some comments from some far right actors who are not comfortable with these guys. And there seems to be a little bit of a schism within that movement. Mm. And I'm going to be watching that really closely to see how that turns out, because it seems like there's a bit of a fight over how to approach these guys with these bigoted views and whether to embrace them or not.
And that's such a good point, Heath, because you can be far right and you can have very conservative views and not be a part of these, you know, white supremacist movements. So there could be a fracture right in that type of dogma.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's plenty of militia leaders who at least outwardly reject racism. They say their movement is anti-racist. Now, some of the rhetoric I think people would quibble with, and there's certainly some mm-hmm. you know, room for disagreement there. But yes, absolutely, there are far right actors who do reject racism and are uncomfortable with this. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what wing kind of comes out on top in this fight within a fight within a fight in the GOP, which is just fracturing so many different ways right now.
It really is. Well, Heath, really appreciate your reporting on this and your time to come on the program today.
Thanks, Gemma. Always great to be here.
We've been talking with Boise-based reporter Heath Druzan about his story, Hate Makes a Comeback in Idaho. You can find it on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. As we mentioned, Heath is the host and creator of the Extremely American podcast, which looks at the intersection of extremism and politics. You can find that on our website or anywhere where you find podcasts.